Cosmos. How to explain? I mean, I've been looking for words to really get the point across, but let's put it like this. Okay, so you expected cosmology about cosmos and galaxies and planets and all of that. And you picked up this book, maybe. I hope not. And I warned you from the beginning. And as I said, please don't come and ask me the question, is the Earth round or flat? Because frankly speaking, when I look at the sunset, as I do now, I can put this photograph there. And I say my Gayatri mantra. Sitting there looking into God's eye. I mean, whether that's sun. I'm seeing here, is in the form of a burning sphere out there in a huge room. And all the little bright dots I see in the night sky. Or other such burning spheres. Whether our sun is a hole in the rotating star dome through which we can see the light of Brahman, Brahma Jyoti. Or a shining god riding on his chariot. It's actually the same to me. Because what matters to me is the presence of this beautiful sun in my life and in our lives. Upholding life on earth. Coming up every morning, nourishing us all. Filling us with energy. Going to rest at night. Telling us to soon go to sleep as well. And see you tomorrow. Because it's so, when we see God everywhere, we see, as we could say it in modern language, that the cosmos is fundamentally consciousness. Well, consciousness is life, personal life. We are persons, individuals. And we have relationships to each other. That's so nice. And here we are in the world called Bhurloka, the world of the five senses. One day we will leave it and go to another world, Maybe the one we came from. Life is full of mystery. But we know life is. And life is really all there is. And even here as I sit, well, where I used to sit, even as a child, looking out over our lake. Our dear lake, what we grew up with and around. Sitting in the grass, at that nice friendly grass of home. The green, green grass of home. There live those people over on the other side of the lake. Daddy knows most of people in town. But actually, there's life everywhere. In the water, not only fish, but little ones. Onto little plankton, invisible, and underground. Well, the soil layer going down quite a bit in some places is just life all the way through. But now they found that even when they drilled to 10 kilometers depth, they found there was life down there as well. And this life in the sky. And beyond this, that we see the world with our five senses, behind the loka-loka, that limit between this world and the world behind it, there is not less life, but more life, richer, fuller, clearer, brighter life. Where even what's here, the Borloka seems to be lifeless, inert matter appears as alive as everyone else. So get used to it, the living cosmos.